Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. The Sixers are scrapping their plans to move to Center City. Councilmember Mark Squilla tells KYW the Sixers called him Saturday to confirm they will not be moving forward with their plans to build a new arena in Market East. Council approved the plan on December 19th, but Squilla says he knew the Sixers were still negotiating and that they spoke to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's office as recently as last weekend. Comcast Spectacor will still be involved in the project to reimagine Market East, but for now, IBEW Local 98, who's working alongside the Building Trades Council, says what was a $1.3 billion project to build a Center City arena will now be a multi-billion dollar development and will, quote, keep its members working for decades, end quote. The Sixers' changing course may have upset some Philly decision makers, but Kiki Jones from New Jersey thinks they shouldn't have even considered moving in the first place.
I think that's a dumb idea. They should just keep it in the sports complex.
And Temple student Rob Schenk thinks breaking up the grouping of arenas would be bad for the city.
It's kind of like a trademark of Philadelphia, having all the stadiums together.
Carol and her husband Joe think a Center City arena would have been much tougher to access for suburbanites compared to the complex.
We're from Delco. Takes us how many minutes to get here?
10 minutes.
10 minutes to get here. Not difficult to get to at all.
The No Arena Coalition, which fought against the stadium because of how it would affect Chinatown residents, calls the Sixers' change of plans a win. But the group says in a statement, quote, decisions about the future of neighborhoods are not being made by the people of those communities, nor with their best interests in mind, end quote. Mayor Sherelle Parker will speak about the arena late Monday morning. The Eagles defeat the Packers 22-10 and move on to the divisional round. Jalen Hurts, playing for the first time since December 22nd, completed 13 of 21 passes for 131 yards, tossing TDs to Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert. The Birds didn't turn the ball over and forced four of them, including an opening kickoff fumble recovery and interceptions by big play Slay, Zach Bond, and Quinyon Mitchell, the first ever for the rookie. Green Bay was wrecked by injuries, finishing the game without their top three wide receivers. The Birds move to 9-4 all-time at the Link in the postseason, with one more game in South Philly next weekend. And how did the Philly faithful feel after the big win? KYW's Matt Coughlin was with fans at Kavanaugh's on Sansom in Center City.
G-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles Nation is happy tonight. Trish Anderson from Delaware says they're going all the way.
Crushing it. Yeah. Jamming it down their throats. Winning all the way. Awesome. Winning the whole thing all the way.
Man. Fans say Saquon Barkley came up big.
No doubt in my mind. You know, I trust Saquon. Trust the boys on the line there. You know, they got it done.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. What I tell you.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Local leaders, friends, and the family of boxing legend Joe Frazier came together in South Philly to commemorate what would have been his 81st birthday. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there as they dressed his bronze statue in Eagles gear to celebrate.
Joe Frazier's birthday happened to be the same day the Eagles played against the Packers in the first game of the NFL playoffs. His family wanted to honor him and celebrate the Birds by dressing the boxing legend's statue in an Eagles hat and scarf. The statue shows Frazier during the fight of the century in 1971 when he knocked out Muhammad Ali with a left hook. It's right outside of the Xfinity Live sports bar in the heart of South Philly's sports complex. The event was hosted by Fira Martin, former WDAS radio host and friend of Joe Frazier. Congressman Bob Brady spoke about his chances Giants encounter with Frazier in the ring.
I was sparring. I got these big 16-ounce gloves, and I got my hands tucked in, and we're like this here, and got the big heavy gear on. And Joe throws a left hook, hits the glove, hits the headgear, and knocks me out. That's my claim to fame. I got knocked out by Joe.
Johan Jr., whose father was a boxing promoter and worked with Frazier for years, talked about his dad helping bring the statue to life in 2015.
This statue represents not just Joe Frazier's legacy as a fighter, but his spirit as a person. My father played a role in bringing this statue to life because he believed Joe deserved to be celebrated and remembered as the hard-working champion he was.
Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.